This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A Vietnam-level event, 58,000 dead young Americans. A World War II-level event in our older people. I don't just believe Edward Dowd. I've saw the numbers, but he's gone out with experts and crunched them. It's not deniable, ladies and gentlemen. This happened, and the psychos, the crazy people that did this, are still in control, though they're hiding, which is a good sign at some levels, a bad sign at others. Edward, try to join us again, not just once a month, but next week if you can, because there's a quickening happening. I watch you when you're on the War Room, and the Steve Bannon and those great guys doing a really good job breaking all this down. But in closing, in the 5 minutes we've got left, other things you want to get out to people, and also what is the solution? What else do you think people can do to try to put the fear of God in these globalists to stop, or do we just market-wise crash their companies and then they stop? I mean, what do we do?
Well, it's a multi-vector attack. We've got the good doctors who came out early with the evidence. We got lawyers now involved, and then I'm trying to help on the Wall Street side. But, you know, we need everybody, and this has always been a battle for the marginal mind. And the more we can wake up and convince that they were literally just poisoned, the more of a chance we have for these guys to literally go down without a fight, because they need their useful idiots to believe their lies. And if we get it, you know, the American revolutions really only started with 5% of the population that were active. We can get to 10, 15, 20, 30%. It's over. We win. You know, I'd also like to make, a plea to the members of the cult in the mainstream media, because it came out recently that they were getting paid off by the government to spread these lies. That's not a fact. My plea to some of these cult members, and it's a cult because there's retribution if you step out of line. We see that with anybody that ever steps out of line. My plea is this. You just got poisoned. The people that you supposedly work for poisoned you through mandates or whatever. It's time for you to figure out where you stand on this side of the fight and do your part within these institutions to get the word out to the rest of the people. That's my final message.
Absolutely. It's like Nazis in World War II or the Soviets. Going along with this is you're denying your humanity. You're in a cult. You're not allowed to be free. You're persecuted if you tell the truth. And we need people in the MSM to not just get caught on tape with Project Veritas, we need them to break through and say it was wrong and come out against it.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't need the project. I mean, Project Veritas does yeoman's work. I'm not going to take anything away from them. We need someone to get on TV and say, oh, my God, what just happened?
We need confessions.
We need confessions.
And that's what's going to save these people. No one's going to hate people that confess. We're going to love them. Don't they get it's all going to burn down? It already is. The only way to go is to repent.
I absolutely agree. Redemption, anybody can be redeemed. I mean, my journey to this point in time, I wasn't always doing the right thing. But over time, I've learned that doing the right thing is rewarding from a mental health standpoint. So people need to understand that doing the right thing, no one's ever going to be mad at you for doing the right thing. And we have forgiveness in our hearts for anybody that was wrong and said awful things. If you pull a 180 and you mean it and you have impact, you will be forgiven. You may not avoid consequences, but you will be forgiven.
That's what matters. I mean, look at Bill Gates' ex-wife. I mean, people are like, screw her, she's a devil. Hey, we don't know that, and we can't attack her. That'll keep others from turning against the system. We want to welcome these people.
Correct.
All right, powerful interview. Edward Dowd, thank you so much. People can find you all over the place, but on Getter, you're saying Edward Dowd is one of the best places to find you where you're not being censored. Please join us again very, very soon, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Alex. Again, thank you for the slings and arrows you're taking for us through all these legal battles. Really appreciate you and Owen and all the rest of your crew. So thank you.
We appreciate you. Wow. All right, folks. I'm going to come back and introduce our next guest who's running for Congress against Ilhan Omar. So that's coming up on the other side. Wow, what a crazy time to be alive. And the documents are clear, folks. It's now up to us to take action.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boost your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time, and I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what, I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out, because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So get your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Answer to 1984 tyranny is 1776. All right, we're about to hand the baton to our next special guest, Royce White. And yeah, I like him. He's a former NBA player and a current MMA fighter, but I like him because he's smart and knows what's going on. He's about to host the rest of this hour. But man, that Edward Dowd interview with the documents, and I've had insurance companies look at it, and I've had statisticians too. And I mean, it's in the insurance numbers that they are killing millions of people, just in the U.S. alone. I mean, that's a fact. You just, it's hard to, like, cover this and then move on to something else. But, I mean, this is the globalists. They have a fetish to kill people. They just, they're sick. Please keep us on air. You know, you got to realize millions of people, let's be conservative, 2 million people on radio stations, TV stations, and the Internet, conservatively are tuned in today. And a couple million more in the next 24 hours will see the band podcast and watch this band video. That's 4 million people. That's an army. The U.S. military is not 4 million people. The Russian military is not a million people. The Chinese military is about 10 million people. The point is, we're not going to go blow stuff or kill people. We've just got to tell people about the truth and then tell them to tell them about the truth, and then we're going to win. And people are ready for the truth right now. You want to know why your gas prices are $6 in California and $4.20 in Texas and $5 in Minnesota and $5 in New York and $5 in Florida? Because you're being screwed. So I want to thank the listeners for their support. I want to encourage everybody to keep us on air, because we're literally right on the edge of being in the red or the black right now, which is fine. But do you want Alex Jones, yours truly, Pumpkinhead, spending 5 hours a day trying to raise the money? No. So I need to stay on air, and I got products you need. X3, still 50% off. Winter Sun, still 50% off. Brainforce Ultra, 40% off. And all this stuff is selling out very, very soon. But I'm selling it to get it out there, and you need it, and it keeps us on air. I love signing that check every month for $200,000 in bandwidth, knowing that hundreds of millions of people tuned in. But it's still hard to do it. See, everybody else goes to Twitter or Facebook or YouTube and just, it's all paid for by big tech, so they control it. We are paying for the bandwidth. And I'm not bitching, but our success is what's killing me. So please support us financially and help get the word out to folks that aren't awake yet. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our next great guest takes over, Royce White, right now, running for Congress against Ilhan Omar. He's got a lot to say. Thank you, Royce White. Take it away.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, Alex. I'm always happy to be here. Yeah, I think, you know, for me, the most troubling thing of our time is this globalist movement, this idea of globalism, and just how hard it is to get people to understand how serious they are about their plans for the future and their plans for people. I'm running for Congress right now, and it's one of the calling cards of my campaign is to talk about globalism, to talk about this idea of the Great Reset, where you're going to own nothing and be happy. And I have to stress to people that, you know, when they say you're going to own nothing and be happy, they're not saying we're going to make your life more fulfilling and meaningful. They're saying, we're going to make the material high so good, you're not going to notice that we're stealing from you. And when your government steals, when your government makes it lawful to steal, everybody's stealing. You know, that's the reality. Everybody's stealing. And, you know, Congress, for example, is supposed to be regulating the Fed. They're supposed to be the ones in control of the Fed. They're supposed to be giving the marching orders to the Fed. But instead, we got Wall Street, you know, over top of the Fed and big corporations, big global transnational corporations controlling the Fed. And really, we got those same organizations controlling our Congress, controlling individual politicians. But ultimately, the Fed ends up controlling the Congress. The Fed ends up controlling the Congress. And this thing is all the way backwards. You know, to me, I have trouble with watching my fellow American citizens be fooled and sort of hypnotized at this level. And like I said, they're going to try and make the material high so good that you just won't notice. You'll be distracted. You won't be able to manifest a real resistance against these evil forces. And they are evil. And this is part of the reason why I've continued to stress my faith in God. And I think this country is in a crisis. In a very dire crisis. And the only way for us to save this country is by restoring our faith in God and our national honor. All right. And we have to give people security and opportunity. And I'm all for that. I'm all for government doing what they can to create security and opportunity. But we have to do it through American constitutional values. We have to do it through truth. We have to do it through freedom. And freedom is the cornerstone. That's become a sort of lost value for us. Freedom, number one, but the truth. And the truth is that the global affects the local, right? The global affects the local. And these Democrats, these liberals, but really the Uniparty. The Uniparty has lied to us. They've misled us. They've misrepresented us. They've sold us on this fantasy of globalism. And ultimately, all they want to do is create the next iteration of slavery. They want to go to slavery 2.0. They want you to be so hooked on this, on all of the material goods that you never stop to notice that they're taking away everything that's meaningful about your life. They're creating drones. And what's worse about it is the droning of the American people or the droning of society is just a stopgap until they can get rid of us and just use robots. And they're not really shy about that. You know, and I'm running for Congress here as a Republican in the congressional district, Minnesota's 5th congressional district. And I see some of these same issues on both sides of the aisle. Right. I think there's a huge, huge problem in my own party with having a real declarative belief in God. And I'm not saying that everybody needs to be Christian or Catholic. I'm not saying everybody needs to believe in one God, although I do. But what I will say is we were completely mistaken. We were completely mistaken and arrogant and naive to think that we could take God from society and still maintain a moral and ethical structure, a sound moral and ethical base to our communities, in our individual relationships, and certainly in the relationship between government and the free people. And make no mistake about it. I mean, we are under the thumb of a corporatocracy. I said it before and I'll say it again. The five-headed hydra of the New World Order is very clear. You got the three industrial complexes, media, medicine, military. You got big tech and you got the central banks. And the New World Order scam is very, very clear. We're going to scam you and you're going to be too distracted and too high to see it. And this is troubling. This is probably the most troubling thing for me. And I think people like Alex, you know, people like Bannon and other individuals who the mainstream media has such a stronghold on our cultural narrative that they're able to pincer these individuals or individuals like us with character attacks that are accepted by the masses. And I grew up in a community that was full of cultural Democrats, people who believe that they should vote Democrat solely on the basis that the Democratic Party is more amenable to civil rights and on the falsity that the Republican Party are just racist. It's very hard, even for me today, to be running as a Republican and knowing that many of the people in my own family even, look at my allegiance to a person like a Steve Bannon or the America First Movement or a truth teller like Alex Jones and see that as a betrayal. And it's very hard to get them to understand and commit and invest the time to look into these issues enough to be able to find that clarity and truth that many of us have already found. I think that one of the biggest hurdles for us going forward is to really find the faith in God to be able to take a ministry of truth into the belly of the beast, because this country, we will lose.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back again this hour, this segment of InfoWars. I'm your host for the hour. I laid out in the last segment my thoughts about globalism and just how dangerous it's become. And I think what we're seeing right now going on in the world, obviously with the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, we're seeing a information attack on common people all over the world who don't have a very good understanding of history, right? Understanding of the First World War, the Second World War, the Warsaw Pact, the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Cold War. All of these things have a time horizon beyond the little 2 to 3, 4 second high that you get from your social media app and the way that we've been conditioned to receive information. And these are very, very complex geopolitical issues. And what has become clear is that you can't even question America's involvement in these issues as an American citizen. And that's why I say that the real battle here, the real battle ultimately is a spiritual one between good and evil. But the highest level of the political battle is one between globalism and citizenship. And our citizenship is devalued. It really is devalued every time one of these geopolitical conflicts breaks out and our government and our corporations, which have merged to make a corporatocracy, tell citizens that we can't have our own opinion. And there's no bigger indicator of evil or corruption than contradiction. And I think this Ukraine-Russia conflict has shown us another blatant contradiction on two fronts. One is that if we're going to say that the threshold for our intervention, whether that be America or NATO, in geopolitical affairs with other countries that aren't involved in the NATO alliance officially, because Ukraine isn't, there has to be a violation of human rights. I'm fine with that. But we have to be consistent. We have to be consistent in that call for moral and ethical goodness. And obviously what China has done, for example, to the Uyghurs is a prime example of how this liberal establishment, this neoliberal globalist elitist establishment, are very arbitrary and selective with their moral standards. Because based on the Ukraine and Russia conflict, we should have invaded East Turkestan, Xinjiang, and China long ago. And not only are we not on the brink of any type of military intervention or going into China in any serious way, not only are we not willing to prosecute China through economic sanctions or even a public decry of China's actions, we're not even willing to admit that these things in China are actually going on. In fact, many liberals in this country and the liberal establishment have given China a pass on many fronts to do their ethnic cleansing. And you can see this mirror itself in the climate lobby and the climate narrative and the green initiative, which is going to become the left wing dog whistle for authoritarianism. I can promise you that. And Alex Jones has stressed this for many, many years. And to his credit, I think that he's right over the target. There is no moral goodness. First and foremost, I would like to say, I do believe we should be concerned about the climate because I'm a Christian. We should be concerned about the planet. God tells us to be good stewards and to have dominion and look after all of the creatures and this world that we've been blessed with and given. However, we should think about how our actions affect future generations around all of our decisions, not just the climate, not just the earth and its overall health. And what you can see clearly is that the real Green New Deal initiative is not one to get rid of pollution. It's one to transport and export all of our pollution to a country like China. The same thing can be said of drilling and the oil or the fossil fuel situation. If we're going to say that pollution is the climate and pollution are the highest priority on the list, then we can't do a deal with China. And they think so little of the American people's and common people's intelligence that they can sell us on this BS idea that China is still a developing nation and we have to allow them developing. And so we have to give them a pass for their pollution as long as they say that they're trying their best to create renewable energy strategies. Meanwhile, it leaves America vulnerable economically in terms of national security and morally. It leaves us vulnerable because we are telling our people here in America that we should be anti-American or that we should be, you know, globalist instead of nationalist, which they say is just racist, because, you know, we're ahead in our development and we should lead the way. Well, let's lead the way all the way around the board. Let's lead the way in every aspect. And I believe wholeheartedly that what Russia is doing is tragic. It's tragic. What's happening between Russia and the Ukraine is a tragedy. And I think wars happen between kings, not common people. And a lot of common people suffer when kings decide to go to war. Now, I will say also to accompany that statement that some wars are justifiable. And I think this globalist agenda pushes us right to the edge of being able to discern whether or not this war is justifiable. And I think NATO has gone back on their word a number of times when it comes to Vladimir Putin and their agreement for them not to put weapons near his border or neighboring countries. And whether or not Vladimir Putin is whether or not Vladimir Putin is in on it, whether or not he's just a little bit hot tempered and irresponsible, completely psychopathic. None of that can be easily discerned when we have gone back on our word. And that's the danger of colliding forces around the world in times like these and in the fog of war. It's very hard to discern. But I do know, I can tell that common people are suffering. And it seems that our elites are invested in their own game of geopolitics more so than they are how it affects the people on the ground. And the same thing can be said here in America when it comes to our economy. We are an energy rich nation. We can be self-sufficient when it comes to energy. But instead, we've created a narrative to make a moral claim around progressive, inclusive, humanitarian politics that we've put the bill on the American working class. And what's maybe scariest of all is that we as a people have become so disconnected and dissatisfied and unfulfilled with genuine education, learning, and knowledge that many of us have bought into this idea. And that's the real issue that we have to address going forward. I think 2022 as an election and 2024 are not a referendum on Joe Biden. It's not a referendum on the Democrats. It's not even a referendum.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have, or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. us this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence, get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, again, for having me back as a host this hour. I appreciate the time. I want to recast this idea that I was laying out before we went to break here. I think 2022 and 2024 are not necessarily a referendum on Joe Biden. It's not a referendum on the Democrats, the globalists, or our elites. This is a referendum on the American people. We have to decide what kind of country we want to have going forward, what our values must be, what things we hold dear, what things we actually believe this country can and should stand for. And right now, we've become victim to a runaway consumerism, right? We've become victim to a culture that is conditioned in sin. And we have to find faith. We have to find courage to turn back from that because it's appealing. It's seductive. And that's how that's part of the validation, I believe, of the Bible and of Judeo-Christian history or stories is that it very, very accurately points out how seductive and captivating sin can be. And we've all become so entrenched in it, by and large, that it's very hard to even discern the truth anymore for many people. We don't have any faith. We don't have any faith in our discernment. We don't have any faith in our gut instincts and in our intuition and our consciousness. We're being told what to do. We're being told what to do. We're given marching orders, and we take to it out of fear, and out of the fear of the unknown, but also out of the fear of being disliked or isolated and rejected from the other members of society who are in on the same seduction, who are captured by the same institutions, the same overlords. And people have to be very, very courageous going into the next chapter of our society, or make no mistake about it, the vaccine mandates, the social credit scores, the carbon tax, that's just going to be the beginning. And I think ultimately, you know, China is the herald of this new world order. People really don't understand that the relationship between the West and China isn't just an economic quid pro quo. They covet Xi Jinping's authoritarianism. They covet his dictatorship. They want the West to move further in that direction. It's not by accident that Wall Street, you know, your Black Rocks and Vanguards and all of these other big finance institutions have sold us down the river to China and moved our national identity, our national honor, and our labor and our manufacturing and our ingenuity to a country that's authoritarian. Right? But this is by design. And if it isn't by design, if individual people are not in on this conspiracy, which it is, then we have to look to the metaphysical, because there's too much evidence, too much momentum in one direction away from what we say we value as America to ignore. Now, the main problem is that many people don't even have a very sound belief in what America is. And that starts on the education, at the educational level. And I think that it's completely absurd and disgusting that we have a mainstream establishment that has fought against the exhibiting of national honor in our public schools, but promote a guy like Pete Buttigieg's husband, you know, leading a pledge to the pride flag for a bunch of students. I mean, these are dangerous times. These are very, very dangerous times. And part of the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, God didn't bring the wrath down on Sodom and Gomorrah because they were sinners, because we're all sinners. And any Christian who understands the Christian faith knows that we are all sinners, capable of redemption if we believe in God through faith and through real atonement and repentance. The reason why Sodom and Gomorrah were burned to the ground or were raised to the ground was because they had made sin lawful. They had integrated sin into the law. And when we play games with our national identity, with this beautiful country and nation that is the United States of America, and all of its incredible history and its incredible impact on the global society, which is profound and really great, a miracle, to be quite honest. And we allow, you know, cultural hijackers to say America is inherently racist, America is inherently evil, and we're going to substitute our national honor and the Pledge of Allegiance to our national honor for a Pledge of Allegiance to the pride flag. This is as dangerous a cultural idea as you could possibly imagine, because what we're, you know, when we said separation of church and state, for example, I think there was great utility to that, because I don't believe that faith in God means faith in the church, although I am a Catholic. But I do understand that members and individuals within the church have the potential and often do end up corrupt and succumbing to sin and corruption. just as they explained in the Bible of the Pharisees in the times of Jesus and in many other times during throughout history. But I will say that it doesn't seem by accident that we bought into the separation of church and state, only to turn around shortly thereafter and sort of institute a church of atheism or a church of LGBTQ. And make no mistake about it, if we can't teach religion in schools, and we can't teach about faith in schools with confidence, then we shouldn't be able to teach an ideology of LGBTQ beliefs, or Marxist beliefs, or communist beliefs. All of these ideas, and any idea, any ideology, has the potential to become religious, depending on how it's taught and how people are taught to engage with it. And make no mistake about it, the LGBTQ community does have a right to have sex with who they want. They have a right to love who they want. They have a right to, engage with other individuals the way they want. That's America. They don't need any more special classification from this government in order to do so. And we can't in any way explain with good decency and reason how denouncing America or replacing our national honor with an LGBTQ ideology is anything but heresy. And it is a heresy. But it's not just the LGBTQ's fault. And it's not just the Democrats' fault. There is a widespread lack of faith in God. There's a widespread rise of atheism. And it goes further. I don't think that we're just lacking faith. I don't think that we're just atheists and don't believe in God. We've become anti-God. There's a seductiveness. There's a utility in our day in being anti-God. There are many treasures to obtain and being anti-God, to being anti-Christ. And you can see it right out in the open, and people will admit it, and people will try and berate you for your belief in God in our time. I'm going through it now from both sides of the aisle in some respects, but I do think that our Republican Party is the party of God. I think the Republican Party has to stand up and take the reins and proclaim their faith in God, proclaim that this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and that there's real utility to Judeo-Christian values and morals and ethics that supersede even the Constitution, that are baked into the Constitution. Now, that doesn't mean we need a theocracy here in America, but we certainly can't be 100% rejection.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. you may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Host in this hour. I appreciate the time so much, and my good friend Alex Jones for allowing me this time to talk to his audience. Look, I laid out the spiritual. I laid out the spiritual war, right? And ultimately, that's where we have to find our faith and our strength. I laid out the geopolitical war between globalism and citizens, free people all around the world. But now let's talk about how the global affects the local. We have to talk about America and being America first, because I do believe that America and American citizenship is the first line of defense against tyranny. This is why I'm running for Congress. Congress is in charge of regulating the Fed. Okay? Congress has to get a hold by some miracle of us electing America first candidates into our Congress. Congress has to get a hold of the Fed, because these people won't stop themselves. These globalist, elitist, anti-American sellouts will not stop until the $20 bill in everybody's pocket is worth a penny. Right? And listen, they don't just want the middle class. They want the middle market as well. They won't stop until the middle class is destroyed, the middle market is destroyed, and all that's left our big box corporations. We have to get a hold of the Fed. We have to have a Congress that has the courage to get a hold of the Fed and balance this budget. The Fed and these corporate elites are stealing from us. They're stealing from our future generations. They're stealing from our grandkids' grandkids. Okay, when you deficit spend, that's stealing. And like I said earlier, when your government steals, everybody steals. We have to get a hold of this right now. This can't wait. And if we do, if we're able to get a hold of this, of the Fed and balance our budget, by bringing American manufacturing back home, by bringing our essential antibiotics back home, by tapping into the rich energy that we have within our own borders, by getting control on the free movement of illegal immigration at our borders, we can actually increase the value of our citizenship again. We can actually have an ROI citizenship, a return on investment citizenship. Right now, the way we're going, our citizens are going to be in the hole for this generation and many future generations to come. And serfdom is their ultimate plan. Serfdom is their ultimate idea. The "you're going to own nothing and be happy" mantra, on top of saying we're going to make the material high so good that you don't know we're stealing. Ultimately, they just want to take the welfare system and blow it up into this dystopian, high-tech subscription model for everyone. And we have to, in order to address this, in order to have the motivation and the discernment and the courage to address this issue, we have to understand that the great trick that's been played on us is that there's a way to cheat and win in life. You can't cheat your way to winning. You can't cheat your way to meaning. You can't cheat your way to fulfillment. There's something meaningful about a hard day's work. And we've been lost in capitalism. We've lost ourselves in capitalism, which has really become crony capitalism, where we think that it's actually par for the course for us to cheat in order to win. Now, I'm not saying that we should be in favor of communism. That's the wrong approach. That's the wrong adjustment. Communism should be a non-starter. No communism should ever make its way to be the header of this great nation, full stop. But we have to constantly adjust the capitalism that we've built alongside of morals and ethics. And when we don't, we condition ourselves to be the slaves and the drones for a very corrupt player. And I know the audience that I'm talking to now is like preaching to the choir, but I'm sure because I'm running for Congress and many people will say that I am, aligning myself with conspiracy theorists like an Alex Jones. Alex Jones, as many of you know, has been right many more times than he's been wrong. And we are all wrong at some point. I've been wrong. Any person who's ever lived on this planet has been wrong. But the question is, who benefits? And when they say the follow the money, you know, there's some real truth to that. But there's more benefits than money. Who benefits from the American public being dumbed down? Who benefits from the American public not believing that there are groups of people, very powerful, intergenerational, evil people who don't have to worry about money, that are able to collaborate and undermine the civility, the integrity, and the faith of this great nation and its people? Who benefits from that? The answer is very clear. If you follow the money, if you follow the trail of blood, the trail of contradiction, the trail of lies, it becomes very clear who benefits. My opponent, who I'll be running against here in CD5 in the congressional race, Ilhan Omar, she benefits. She benefits from being married and divorcing her husband and then marrying a new man who's in on the political apparatus and gets paid from her congressional, funds. And that's legal, right? There's legality to it. But who benefits? Who benefits when an Ilhan Omar says we have to be conscious of the human rights violations of China? But then when the bill passes that President Trump wanted to bring more sanctions down upon China, she says we have to go softer on China. We can't risk starting a cold war. Well, there are some wars that are justified. There are some wars that are righteous and divine. And America has fought them in the past, and America will have to fight them again. We have to understand that in order for America to remain America, in order for us to keep what's good and what's vital for America, for Americans, there are forces outside of America and within that look to take that from us. And we have to prepare ourselves for the very real possibility that a war may need to be fought in order to save this country. That's not far-fetched. It's not far-fetched at all. That's not an extreme or radical idea. we fight plenty of wars to try and confiscate natural resources and other kinds of things from places all around the world. So we seem to have a very blatant contradiction there again in our culture, where we say war is only okay when the kings and the elites of our country decide that there's something valuable they can obtain through it. Do the people often get to decide whether or not we go to war? No. Do the people have much say in the bombs that we drop every day around the world? No. No. No, our military action has very seldomly been in the interest of the American people. Sure, they fly the banner of national security, democracy, freedom, and other catchwords and buzzwords, talking points. But the reality is that the American people have become disconnected from power, that our citizenship has become disconnected from power. We are not we the people right now in this country. And this goes out to this is a message to everyone beyond the Alex Jones audience and InfoWars audience, who I know will also be listening. Where is your self-respect? Where is your pride? And I don't mean pride like one of the seven deadly sins, pride. I mean pride based on faith, pride based on understanding and goodness and moral clarity. Where is our pride as a nation? Our individual citizens know that we are being scammed. The question is, who's ignorant to it and who's in on it? And when I say in on it, I mean there are those who are scamming us, who conspire to scam us, and there are those of us who like the high so much that we can't find the energy or the courage to stand up to this. That's why people are voting Democrat. That's why people are voting for a party that continuously govern in opposition of their interests. That's why people are buying and voting against their own self-interests, because they like the high that's provided to them by this establishment, by the status quo, by the centrists. We have to pull back from this. And under no circumstances can we make a claim about human welfare, humanitarianism, or just being human if we can't find the courage to reject evil, to reject sin, to reject the indulgence and all of these hyper-material things in the interest of a greater good, of a higher calling. And I know all of my socialist, democratic, communist, Marxist counterparts will sell people on the idea that inclusivity and intersectionality is all about trying to create a better standard of living for everyone in this country. But it's not true. And look at the proof. Even if we go to universal income, the universal income isn't going to give you any ownership. It's not going to give you a stake in a stakeholder society. They're going to give you just enough to continue to get high.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.